Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story.
Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. Story from Stevie Nicks. She's talking to her about the song that really put her over the top, that made her, to begin with, the superstar that she is, was Rhiannon. And this is, it was, came from a time when Lindsey Buckingham, the guitarist, and she were, and Stevie were still an item. Richard Dashent, the producer, co-producer for Fleetwood Mac, was hanging at one point in time, and his name came up in relation to the story as well. So it's a really, really, where did Rhiannon come from, Stevie?
Rhiannon was written 3 months before I wrote it up in Aspen, Colorado. And I didn't know anything about Rhiannon when I wrote the song Rhiannon. I was just reading a paperback book, and the name Rhiannon came up, and I loved it. And I have this on tape, on a cassette, that's in my vault, in my mother's vault at home in Phoenix, that I had the tape recorder on when Richard and Lindsey came in, and I said, we have to go to a park and record the sound of birds rising. Of course, Richard and Lindsey looked at me like, she's really gone around the twist this time, huh? And I said, don't you think that Rhiannon is a beautiful name? And Lindsey said, yeah, it is a beautiful name. And I played it on the piano, my little simple way of playing, and they loved it.
I thought she was a little off. No, that's talent. Stevie Nicks, and that's a story.